Let's talk track work, and Warren Huntley joins us to talk about Flemington this morning. How are you, Warren?
Yeah, good, thanks, Darts.
Let's talk about some of the highlights, but I suppose there was somewhat of a low light with Flemington losing one of its great brothers during the week.
Yeah, Ricky Frew's such a, look, just a good fella. He's been around horses for a long time, Darts, both in harness and thoroughbreds, been a long-time member now of Team Hawks and really was part of the family. I'd never seen him call John Hawks anything other than Mr. Hawks. He just had such respect for John and such a good friend he was to everybody he had anything to do with. Great personality, a lot of fun, great horseman, and unfortunately took a turn last Thursday morning and died over the weekend. So there is a GoFundMe page up to try and help his family that had been going through some pretty tough times also, but really sad to lose such a great mate to everyone who knew him and such a good person to horse racing in Ricky Frew.
Definitely. So just go to that GoFundMe page if you want to find out more. On the racing front, of course, Winx headed over to the Valley this morning.
Yeah, I wasn't there. Chris Waller had a busy morning. I think he incorporated Caulfield, Moonee Valley and Flemington into his travels this morning. And I watched a gallop or two at Flemington from the grandstand with Chris, and he said he was very happy with what Winx has done back to almost her home ground at the Valley, and everything's going well. So just worth knowing that heading towards the Cox Plate, obviously, and the plan is for her to head to breakfast with the best next Tuesday at Moonee Valley. She might even have another gallop between now and then, but for the fans hoping to get to Moonee Valley next Tuesday, the plan is at this stage that Winx will be there to have a gallop leading into the Cox Plate.
Also, Michael Moroney had a couple that worked really well together.
Yeah, on the course proper, Nards, and they've both got runs in the Caulfield Cup. Barrier draw tomorrow, but Vonga Mask and Soundcheck worked together on the course proper over 2,000 metres, and Soundcheck just set off Vonga Mask in the first little bit of the workout and worked home nicely. I was really impressed with the work of Soundcheck. It's the first work I've seen from him. He's a horse that's been in quarantine, but, gee, I thought he worked really nicely. And Vonga Mask, he's big odds even now that he's in the field for the Caulfield Cup, but he's going well and he's a genuine stayer, but really impressed with what I saw from Soundcheck having a gallop with his stablemate on the course proper.
And John Snow, he also went through his paces?
Yeah, he worked on the inside on the pro ride track. He can be a keen going sort of horse, and well, I thought he was a bit disappointing last start, but his run in the Maccabi Diva was terrific. Any rain between now and the weekend would be a plus for John Snow, and there looks to be a little bit on the horizon, and he galloped really sharply this morning, and he can be, as I said, a bit of a keen going horse. But look, he's fit and up and running, and any rain around would certainly bring John Snow into calculations a bit more than I suppose on a relatively firm deck.
Okay, a couple for Chris Waller. First of all, Castedon and Sharoa, they worked on the course proper?
Yeah, I'm glad you pronounced it, Nards, because when you look at how it's spelled, Shroh, I wasn't too sure how to pronounce it. And they're both imported gallopers, but their work was probably typical of the Waller stable. Generally work over 1,000 metres, just quicken up the last 400 metres. And on that lovely surface of the course proper, they run 23 seconds or so without looking like they're going that fast. And that's about what they did. When we mentioned Vonga Mask and Soundcheck from the Moroney stable earlier on, they were just under 23 seconds or 22 and a bit. So they worked really sharply on the course proper, whereas Castedon and Sharoa were just probably more a maintenance gallop than anything else. But particularly Sharoa, who I hadn't seen before, he's quite a scopey type, a staying type, with a really big stride. I like the way he worked up alongside Castedon. So I'd be keeping an eye on those gallopers when they do appear. They look legitimate staying types, imported gallopers with the Waller stable, but really like the way Sharoa moved.
And also good old Tom Melbourne, he worked on his own.
Yes, well, he couldn't run second in that gallop, Nards. He was there to work on his own this morning. And, look, he worked nicely. Similar type of work to the two staying type of horses that went around from the stable that little bit earlier on the course proper in Castedon and Sharoa, but just working off from the 1,000-metre mark, but on his own, coming home the last 400 metres, just to go over 23 seconds. So, look, he worked nicely. He's fit. We know he's a talented galloper. He looks to have arrived in Melbourne in good form. You couldn't be tipping him with confidence anywhere, but gee, he looked in good shape and he worked nicely this morning.
Okay, and also Naita?
Yeah, well, she's going well, Naita, from the John Thompson stable. Good to have John back in Melbourne with a little team for the Spring Carnival, and she worked sharply. Wind was really gusting at times this morning, and she worked at a time where there was a bit of breeze about, and just inside on the steeple grass, and she worked over 1,000 metres and worked home really nicely her last 400. So she can head to a race at Caulfield on Saturday. I think it is the Alinghi Stakes. And look, she's going well, and she's a talented mare. Really liked her work this morning.
And what about Mr. Sneaky?
Similar type of work. They didn't work that far apart from each other. And on the clock, their times for the 1,000 metres and the last 400 metres were very similar. And Mr. Sneaky's going well. There's a 1,400 metre race for him at Caulfield on Saturday. And he worked really nicely this morning. Both Nieta and Mr. Sneaky, for the horses on the inside grass track, the steeple grass track this morning, they dashed home their last 400 metres. Similar time, as I said, and they were just about the sharpest work I saw on the steeple grass this morning.
And also Creativity and Essence of Terror. They worked separately, but they both did very similar work.
Yeah, similar style of work. Now it's just 800 metres and quickening up the last 400 metres. On the pro ride track, they can head to the mare sprint race also at Caulfield on Saturday. They're going well. Essence of Terror, obviously up in grade, and Creativity, she's going okay, probably a little bit better than her form card suggests. It's time for her to just put another win on the board if she can get one in that stakes grade. But I think she's going well, and they both worked nicely this morning, what I'd term maintenance gallops.
And stablemate Aristia?
Yeah, she's going well out to the distance. I think she's looking for ground now, so the Ethereal Stakes at Caulfield on Saturday might suit her, a three-year-old filly. Potentially, if they hold together, like a number of them on a path toward perhaps the Oaks, if she can get that far. I think she's going well. She hasn't had a lot of luck, and she's been good through the line in a couple of her most recent runs. So she might go around at reasonable odds at Caulfield on Saturday, and I think she's going really well, and just a nice tick over gallop this morning just to keep her up and running for that step up in distance on Saturday.
And also Zatori.
Yeah, from the same stable, a good winner of a maiden first up, up in grade and taking on perhaps the likes of Wild Planet and Rainier at Caulfield on Saturday in the Gothic. So that's a step up in grade. But look, he's a progressive style of horse, and I thought his work this morning was good and can certainly improve with that first up win under the belt. So I think Zatori's going well, and perhaps the only other one I'd like to mention, the only other gallop, just a couple from the Moroney stable worked nicely together in Chapada and Loyalty Man. And Loyalty Man is sort of a bit of an exposed galloper, and he's going well enough and getting fitter. But Chapada created a really big impression breaking his maiden up at Wangaratta, and he can go on. I think he's on a path towards the Derby and looks a real nice staying prospect. Their work this morning was really sharp. They sort of linked up together at about the 1,200 metre mark in their workout, finished off in really good style.
Okay, Warren, who are the main ones to take from this morning?
I loved the work of Soundcheck Nards. I was a bit taken with him from the Moroney stable, a bit of an unknown heading into the Caulfield Cup, but I really liked his work. I thought Chapada and Loyalty Man worked well together. Nieta worked well, and Mr. Sneaky. They'd probably be the ones that I'd say were the main impressive gallopers on the clock, and I think Aristia's ticking over nicely to go to the Ethereal and step up in distance from the Ellet and Zara camp.
Good luck with it, Warren. Thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
There's Warren Hutley, and his look at track work from Flemington.